Our gospel today is very rich, it's very long, and also very rich, and very much worthy of our reflection. I encourage you to spend some time throughout this coming week, perhaps praying with, reading through and praying over this beautiful encounter between our Lord and the Samaritan woman at the well. This morning, I'd like to invite you to, just for a moment, try to place yourself in the place of this woman. Here she is going about her ordinary routine. Day after day after day, she comes back to the well with her bucket, with her jar to draw water. Day after day after day, one day just like the other until this day. And her routine is suddenly interrupted by this strange man sitting there at the well who, in her words, tells her everything she has done. And on this day, when her routine is interrupted, her whole life is changed. Nothing will ever be the same for her. In fact, there's a little detail in the gospel that kind of points to that. We're told that when she goes back into the town, she leaves her jar at the well. Everything's different now. And we're certain of this because all she knows to do after this encounter is to tell everyone else in the town about this man whom she's met, who she's come to believe is truly the Savior, the Messiah. Many came to believe because she gave witness to him. My friends, when our routine is interrupted, we can be certain God is at work. And there's no question, everyone's routine has been interrupted, has it not, in these days? Sports have vanished across the board. I'm told that the highlight on ESPN yesterday was bowling, so we've still got that going for us. Events have been canceled. Even, I'm sure, many people's spring break plans have been changed. It's important for us to ask, Lord, what are you up to? To what are you trying to awaken us here as you interrupt our routine? Now, let me be clear. I'm not suggesting that God has inflicted a pandemic on the world out of some vengeful fit of anger. But the cross is an enduring reminder to us that nothing is outside of God's providential plan. That there's no trial or suffering that God does not enter into with us in order to bring good from it. To what is it that the Lord desires to awaken us in this unprecedented time when our routines are interrupted? I think, first of all, we cannot but acknowledge our limitations. That there are forces much bigger than us, and we are at their mercy. I believe so much of the panic and even fear that we see around all of this is this grappling with this sense that we are not in control. We prayed in our opening collect today, look graciously on this confession of our lowliness. You see, one of the things certainly that our Lord is up to is he wants to draw us back to himself. We're at the mercy not just of random forces bigger than us, but we're also held in the mercy of a God who knows and loves us and who cares for every detail of our lives. And here's another thing. So much of the rush and the busyness of our daily lives is being stripped away. I think also so that we can be drawn back to what is most essential, which after this call to faith is the gift of our families. Is it not perhaps the Lord's will in this to draw us together as a family? Perhaps we have extra time now at home without anything to do that we can spend in quality family time. nourishing those most fundamental relationships that support us all throughout our lives, through the ups and the downs. In the gospel today, our Lord desired to elevate the thirst of this woman for water from the well to a thirst for living water that wells up to eternal life. How important it is, and how often our Lord desires to remind us that this, above all, should be our focus in life. That we are made not for a life of comfort and ease here on earth, but for eternal life. And He desires to fill us with that living water that will well up unto that eternal life. How beautiful the words of St. Paul were today to the Romans. Hope does not disappoint. No matter what happens in these particular days, no matter what happens at any moment in our life, we can say with confidence, hope does not disappoint. Because the love of God has been poured into our hearts. That love of God is living water that will draw us up to eternal life. As our lives are interrupted in these days, let's ask our Lord for the grace to see Him at work and to respond to His will in every detail of our lives. St. Gerard Majella.